Okay, today is Daf Samach. We are on Daf Nun Test, produced by the Mishnah. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskol family, Ilu Mishmas, W. Field, Mithil, Ben, Yehoshua Chaim. Okay, so up to the Mishnah on Daf Samach. This Mishnah we already learned it on Shabbos. We learned the whole Sugya, so we can do it quickly. Because we learned it already. The Mishnah was Nazir. A Nazir was Tamei B'Safek, Umuchlat B'Safek, and he was also a Mitzor B'Safek. How can somebody be a Mitzor B'Safek? That's a good question. It's a very good question. It's not so simple how it's possible even.
Lock them up, don't you?
No, but how's a Safek? Muchlat means you're confirmed. So either the Kohen says you're a Mitzor or you're not a Mitzor. How can it be a Safek? It's a very good question.
Anyway, I'm sure which one was the Mitzorah.
Okay, some say that. Some say give that answer.
What?
I wasn't sure.
Then there's not a Mitzorah. The Kohen can't have a doubt. No, the Kohen can't have a doubt. I'm not sure.
No,
Muchlam means confirmed. How can you confirm Misafik? So Shia says, well, you have two guys. One was confirmed and one wasn't. You don't know which guy it is. That's one. Yeah. Some give that answer. Some give a whole lumdish, complicated answer how even the Kohen himself made a mistake. Not made a mistake, wasn't sure, but he's still a mukhlat. It's all complicated. It doesn't matter. He's a mukhlat misafik. Doesn't matter, right?
And he's a tamei misafik. So the Mishnah says, ochel b'kadshim achar shishim yom. He can eat kadshim after 60 days. V'shav siyayim tamei l'beisim achar meir esim yom. And he can become commissionation and drink wine after 120 days. Why? Shetag lachas kanega.
Because the shaving of a mitzora
doche taglachas a nazir
is doche the shaving of a nazir.
Bizman sheivad
only when that's a vada.
Avol bizman sheisafik it is doche.
Now when it's a suffering, which means the rule is a nazir has to a mitzora has to shave twice, the day he's declared to be tahar, and then 7 days later, a mitzora if he's tamei also shaves twice. The day that he becomes no longer tamei, and then that's which after his, and no, after he becomes no longer tamei, he's starting over again, and then 30 days later. The mitzvah shavings have to come first. We did this already, right? And also, the one shaving can't count for both. Okay? Correct.
So if you're a suffix, then how could you have a shaving at that point?
So here we go. So, what do we have to have shaving at that point?
Because if the Kohen says he's been subject,
but at some point he's no longer a mitzvah. Whenever that happens, he takes a haircut. He waits 7 days, takes another haircut. Waits 7 days, takes another haircut. Waits 30 days, takes another haircut. Or maybe it's 30 days. Now, Tana, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said he could take a haircut, I'm sorry, he could eat kadshin after 60 days. Where'd that come from? Right? So here we go. And then he can drink wine after 120 days. Why? 120 days is 4 30s. Kachim is 2 30s. So here we go.
But Tana, the method of Mamorin, the Nazir of Mamorin, that's only true by a small Nazir. So Nazir is 30 days. Avol, but Nazir is Bas Shana. But if you send me another for a year, then all the time frames become a year. Therefore, Ochel Kachim Achash Dei Shonim.
You can drink wine, you can eat Kachim after 2 years. And you could go get drink wine and become Tamei after 4 years.
And you shave 4 times. Taglachas Mishona, the first time you shave, why are you shaving now? 3 reasons you could be shaving. Three reasons you could be shaving. Number one, it's the first shaving of a mitzvah. Number two, it's the first shaving because you're tamei as a nazir. And number three, you never were tamei, so you're at the end of your naziris process. Right? You're at the end of your naziris process. You hear? Those are the three possibilities. It can't be the second shaving for a mitzvah because you need the first shaving first. Right? Simple? Good?
Okay. Now, maybe Tzipporim. When you do that first shaving, right, which by the way will have to be 30 days after whatever day we're talking about. In other words, the Kohen comes in and says, oh, look at this. Yitzharas is gone. Yitzharas is gone. You have to wait another 30 days. Why for 30 days? Because maybe you're not a Metorah. The whole thing was a mistake. And you're not even Tame. Right? So you have to wait 30 days but maybe you are Tame. So you have to wait 30 days to bring your carbon. Right? Right? You have to wait 30 days.
Because you need another 30 days, you're
saying. Exactly. Exactly. But it could be one of three reasons. If it's another 30 days.
Well, you don't want this after the 7 days and the second shaving of the Torah.
No. This is the first story. You walk into the Kohen's office and you tell him, I was a Suffolk Mitzorah and I was also a Suffolk Tame. Your brother-in-law, the Kohen, declared me I'm no longer a Mitzorah. If I ever was one, I'm no longer one. Now what do I do? Because I wait 30 days. If I'm waiting 30 days. Because maybe you were not Tame. Exactly. Exactly. So you have to wait 30 days for that. Then you have to wait another 30 days. Why? Why can't I wait 7 days? Because maybe you were Tame. So you need 30 days. Right? Now why do you need another 30? We'll get to that in a minute. So the first 30 is maybe Tzipor. What are Tzipor in? So Tosfos on top says, was Suffek Muflat. Maybe you were Suffek Mitzora. Achas Shchuta. Achas Mushlachas. One gets Shachtid, and one gets sent away. That's the story with birds. And also, Chatas Ha'of. You also bring a Chatas Ha'of. What's that for? Says Tosfos, was Suffek Nazir Tame. Maybe you were Tame. How can you bring an Ochatas Misafek? Because it's an oaf. Ochatas oaf, we're allowed to bring Misafek. Now we're doing all the Kabbalahs from Shabbos. Well, we'll get to Usher in a minute. But Olas Behema, and you bring an Olas Behema. What's an Olas Behema? So the next Tosfos says, Olas Behema, was Suffek Nazir Tar. It's a Suffek. Maybe he was Tar. And if he was Tar, this is his. Yes, a Tahar Nazir has to bring three Karbanos. In Ola, Chatas, and Ashlamim. Here's the Ola! Right? Vishema. Ola's Ha'ov. Let's talk about the Ola's Ha'ov below IC. What about Ola's Ha'ov? Why didn't he bring that? Kedin, Nazir, Tame. That's what the Ola's means. Kedin, Nazir, Tame. Why didn't he bring the Chatas, the Ola's Ha'ov? Nobody eats that anyway. Why not bring that? So Tosfos says, Vishema Misafek Lawrence Bihuhu. Maybe be something you don't bring that. You don't have to bring that.
What's the downside of
it? Exactly. 1 minute. So what's a suffix nazir tahar? Ra carbon latir over the teglachas. You need one carbon. So bring the ola. Right? And bring the gilulach, aleph, yishlash, yatsa. You could already shave just on one carbon. So bring that one carbon. What? You bring the Ola. What about a Shlamim and what about a
Behemah, right?
Yes, yes.
So
if he's Tameh, then it's a present to Hashem. If he's Tahar, then this is his carbon. What about the Ola Sa'of? Maybe he was Tameh, what's the downside? Says Tosfos, well, you don't have to bring it.
What?
We'll get to that.
You don't have to bring it.
What?
You bring the oil of Behemoth, you don't have to bring it. The oil is out. It's one or the other.
No. Maybe you're a Tame, maybe you're a Tar. You have to bring both. You have to cover yourself. So you bring the Chatas Ha'of, because you don't need a Chatas Ha'of. Somehow you don't, the Gemara will say it's okay. The Olas Ha'of is not here. So that's Tosfos, you don't have to bring it.
Exactly the opposite.
Right, so Chatas Ha'of, we say. By the way, the Rabbeinu Peretz argues on this Tosfos and says, of course you bring it. Why isn't it mentioned? Because obvious. Of course you bring it. There's no chiddush to tell you to bring it. Which the exact opposite of what Tosfos says. The Olas Ha'Ov. Of course you bring that.
It's an easy
tariff. Why didn't you mention it? Why should I mention it? It's Aleph Beis. Says Tosfos, you don't have to bring it. Right? It's exact opposite Cheetah. Right?
Now, next. Shnia. The second shaving.
Why are you bringing the second shaving? Maybe. Right? Maybe you were a Mitzorah and this is shaving number two. Right? Even though it's supposed to be 7 days apart, that's not the end of the world if it's 30 days apart.
Right? And number two, maybe you were not a Mitzorah, but you were another Tame, and this is your second shaving for the Naziris.
Right? So what do you bring now? Maybe chatas halof. You bring a chatas halof, right? What do you bring a chatas halof? For the Torah, right? The Torah also brings a chatas halof. The olas behema, and you bring in an olas behema for as one of your three animals that another tar has to bring. Next, shlishes, the third one. Why shaving now the third time? Why are you shaving the third time? Two possibilities, right? Maybe you were a Mitzora, and you were a Nazar Tamei. If that's the case, what?
You have to have both, right?
On the third one, you have to. Maybe you were a Mitzora and a Nazar Tamei, and this is the first shaving for your Naziris, because the first two within the Nazir, right?
First two for Mitzora.
First two for Mitzora, I'm sorry.
They break the Naziris.
What?
They took your Naziris.
You take your Naziris every single time on the subject.
Right? No. Mitzora goes first.
No, but every single time you shave, it's also a possibility that you weren't Tamei for anything.
Right. The alternative is you were a Mitzora, but you were never Tamei.
Right.
So the first two are for Mitzora, and now this is my Tahar shaving. Because I'm Tahar now. I never was Tamei. Maybe, what do you bring? Chatas Ha'ov, at the same Chatas Ha'ov, the Olas Behema, at the same exact Olas Behema. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe Chatas Ha'ov Olas Behema, right. Same exact thing. Revius, what about number four? So there's only one reason why you're shaving now. Because maybe I was a Mitzora and I was Tamei. And now this is my last shaving to become Tahar. Right? What do you bring? Maybe Karbon Tahira. You bring the Karbon Tahira. What does that mean? That's the chatos, right? An ola and a shalom, right?
Zachary, when you're talking about before on the Zirus Moetis,
yeah.
You know that the 30 days is the minimum amount you need to have to grow there. But why a whole year? Why does it have to be so in a whole year?
So we asked that question. Remember, we asked that question. So we said you don't have to be a year. It's a year. You have to wait a year. Because maybe you were Nazir Tamei. We had that Gemara. So we said you have to wait a year and then only seven more days. Okay. You don't have to. We changed it. Remember, on Shabbos we changed that.
Right.
That.
Because now we're saying again.
I know.
It's the same Mishnah.
It's the same Brisa, but we changed it. You don't have to wait 4 years. It was like 2 years and it's like 30 days or something. Okay.
Now we can dissect everything we just said. Amarta telachas v'mishal amegim, right? The first shaving. Okay, what do you mean the first shaving? The first shaving you brought, Tziporim, Chatas Ha'of, Olas Behema. So we might have Shaper Kamasi. Because no matter what you covered, the Mitzorahu, if you're Mitzorah, the Lav Tameh, and you were not Tameh, who Tziporim Chavasa, the Tziporim is a Chav, Chatas Ha'of, Safek Azla, the Chatas Ha'of is an Azla Gvura, the Chatas Ha'of, somehow by an oath you're allowed to bring it, even though it's going to go to, no one's going to eat it. You're allowed to do that by Chav and Ov. And all have in a Dava. And the Ov is in a Dava. That's all good.
Do you bring the Barnes for your Mitzora status or for your Mitzora?
Both. For both.
For this one.
For everyone. Except for the third and fourth. Third and fourth can't be for Mitzora. It can only be for Nazir. So the first one is only for Nazir. It could be for Mitzora also, because it could be not a Nazir. It could be not another tummy. So what's the first shaving for? I said three possibilities. Either it's the first for Mitzora, it's the first because you're another tummy, or because you're another tar. So you got to cover yourself, bring all three. You bring one from each of the three categories. Right? Now you can't take a haircut now. Why? Because the dilma lab muchlanu, maybe you were not a Mitzora. V'rachmana amar talo yako rosha amalos. And another talo, the shave is here. You have to wait, right? If you are a Mitzora, the Mitzora is Doche in Naziris. But maybe you're not a Mitzora. In which case, it's not Doche in Naziris. Therefore, you have to wait 30 days.
Why are you shaving? Because you're
You're shaving because maybe you were a Mitzora. Maybe you were another Tamei. Another Tamei has to shave and start over. And maybe you're another Tar. Another Tar also has to shave.
Let's say there's no Naziris. You're just a Suffolk. Mitzora, would you be able to shave your
hair? You're definitely a Nazir.
No.
The suffix is if you're Tamei or not.
Let's say, in your case, you weren't a Nazir, just a suffix Mitzora, you're allowed to shave your head.
Why not?
It could be
suffix. Oh, so the Gemara asked that question. Can you violate a losa, say a payas on the suffix? We said no. So we're talking about a woman. That's what we said. We gave that answer.
Can you have a katan, sir?
Yes, so we gave the same thing. Or it's a katan. Who's not mechuyev in mitzvah?
We said, tummy. You have a katan tummy.
Yeah, got, I think you can have a katan mitzvah.
Yeah, on the breast. And then you have
cutting off the... Right. Right, we asked that question. Right, the Gemara says, "Asay of Mila is doche the low asay of not cutting off tzaras." How did 8-day-old baby get tzaras? What lashon hara did he speak? It's a good question. Well, we don't have an answer to that question, but he got tzaras somehow.
In utero.
Yeah. Elav next. Elav mitzorah v'adai tave. If he's not a mitzorah v'adai, v'hu tame, and then he's tame. So therefore, chatas of chohaso, the chatas of he must bring. Right? V'tziporen abroi comes avdin. The fact that you're bringing birds, big deal, because it's done outside the azara. So the fact that it's done there means I'm really a carbon. We don't mind for that. We don't mind if that goes to waste. V'lo havi chul bazara. That's not a problem chul bazara. V'olos pein havi nedava. And the olos pein is in a dava. So you cover it always. V'ilav mitzorahu. And if you have a mitzorah, v'lav tamehu. And you're not even tamehu. You're not a mitzvah, you're not tummy. So therefore,
where are you?
What? You're only a mitzvah tahar. Now you end up in a zeros. You're not here. So tipor and abroi comes avdin. Again, the birds for the zeros doesn't bother us because it's not done in the azara. Chatas ha'ol for kvura. The chatas ha'ol for gonna bury also doesn't bother us. And olas behema havi chavaso. And the olas behema is your chiyuv. Right?
What do you bring towards in the zeros then?
What? The olas behema, right here.
Only one carbon?
Well, you have to bring three, but you only bring one now. One you have to bring. That's what we said. Tosafot said, one only you have to bring one.
And
you're going to bring the other two in another 120 days from now. Another 90 days more. You're going to bring the other three. You're going to bring the other two.
You are?
Yeah. And yesterday we said that it was a joke. He was making a joke. But you're bringing them in stages. So what?
It's fine.
So you're bringing them in stages. So what?
Now, so if the Nazirus doesn't have to bring one anymore,
he will bring an Ola at the end of the, if he does this for the fourth time.
He's given right now.
Correct, but what if he was a Mitzvah? We don't know. So therefore, he's going to bring it again, and one is going to be in the Dava, and one won't.
Okay, now, Avoy Asham, what about the Asham?
Yeah.
Now, how does the article translate this question? Which Asham are we talking about here?
First, second, third, or fourth.
The Mitzorah, most hold this question on the Mitzorah. The Mitzorah has to bring an Asham, not the Nazir. The Mitzorah has to bring an Asham. Right? Most, that's what the article says?
Yes.
The Mitzorah has to bring an Asham. Where's that Asham? The Rav Shimon, Gamar, Maisi, Umasti. You can even make a Tana, a Tanai on an Asham. That's a funny thing. Yeah. No, Rav Shimon holds that. If I need to bring the Asham, then it counts. And if not, it's an Adava. Who says you can bring an Asham for an Adava? Rav Shimon. Shimon Bar Yochai, he's not slouch. Shimon Bar Yochai said you can do that. So, okay, that's what it's all going according to him. Now, Taglachas, Shnia, Vishlishis, the second and the third shavings, right, is Tzipor and Lotar, that you don't have to bring. Why? The Halal, they brought that already. Right? Brought that already. So now, Ma, Ikra, Dilma, Vadai, Mukhlahu, maybe he's a Vadai Mukhlat. Fine. So Chada Safek Sifro. Fine. Number two is because maybe you were a Safek Nazir Mitzorah. So the number two is to get out of your Taras. And Vichada Safek Tumasa. And number three is maybe you were a Nazir Tame, and the Mitzorahs have to come first. So therefore, that's number three. Okay. The Taglachas Ravi is and number four. Maybe Karban Tahira. You bring a Karban Tahira. What's the carbon tahira? All three carbonas of a mitzora of another tahar. All three carbonas of another tahar.
Just two, because you already brought the.
You bring a third one again, maybe it's in a dava. One's going to be in a dava for sure.
Which one from the
other? Yeah, one of them is going to be in a dava. Which one? We're not sure. It's not sure when you would tell me.
Why is that?
Because all you're allowed to bring is another. You make a condition. If another tahar, then I'm bringing my Ola right now.
As another
carbon. And then 120 days later, when you bring the Ola again,
yeah.
If I was another Tahar, that was my Ola, and this is a present. If I was a Nazir Tameh, that was my present, and this is my Ola. Good? Good? Now, Umasni, and you make the following condition. If I was to show a Nazir, Ola be shown a Chova, in other words, and I wasn't Tameh, that Ola that I brought 120 days ago, that was my Ola, this is a tub. And if I was a Tame and a Mukhlat, that was just a Nadafa. And this is my carbon. Shar Carbono. And the rest of my carbonos I'm also bringing now, the Chatas and the Shlamim. Now the Gemara says, what if you were Vadai one and Safek the other? You Vadai Tame, Safek Mitzorah. Vadai Mitzorah, but Safek Tame. Now what do you do? Okay? Before they were both suffics. What do you do? Now, what if one's only a suffix? And one's a vadai. No question the guy's a mitzora. But he's a suffix nazir. Suffix tummy nazir. Now what do we do? Here we go, okay?
And mitzora right away, by definition, is tummy, no?
Yes, but the question was, if until now was a suffix.
Right.
Here, tummy, suffix. We're not sure if the nazir got tummy, but umuch le vadai. But he was definitely a mitzora. There's no shaila about that anymore. So, he can be kach after 8 days. Why 8 days? Because he just has to wait till he's no longer a mitzvah. A nazir, what about the fact that he's an order of nazir?
The shows the yayin over tabulation after 67
days. Where'd that come from?
As a tummy sub, as a tummy, it is the
what?
How is he conscious?
So let's go to Amar Aleph. Turn back to Amar Aleph.
Do a real seven instead of three.
Exactly. Go back to Amar Aleph. You see the Tosfos where it says Safek Tame? Safek Tame Umuchlat, like in the middle of the lines there?
Yes.
So we don't have to read the whole thing. Go down to where the first word in the line says Aval. It's like four lines down.
Aval
Ata, Shehu Safek, Dilma, Lav Tamehu. Maybe he's not Tame. That's a suffix. Ella tar muchlat. And right, Ella tar muchlat, but he's tar. Ulakach, ligalacho besok shloshim iyeshar. It's impossible to shave within 30 days. Why? The dilma lav tamehu. Maybe he's not tameh. For Rahmana Omar, tar li aval rosha. Ad belos. He has to wait 30 days for that. Maybe because why? Was it 30 days? What? Ulakach, give the shloshim. Viomashmini olabo. And the eighth day counts for that. Ubiyom shloshim ve'echad, and on day 31, yigaleach, kedin kol nazir shegmagaleach yom shloshim ve'echad, like every nazir, kedam perakamo, hare biyom shloshim yigaleach taglacha shlishes. Am I reading the right thing? What?
No, because you're reading the right thing. Yosef was asking about eating korbanos after.
Okay, you know, so go one second. Go back to the beginning of the Tosfos. Kloma. What do we say? Yom Hashmini ulaachal lav dafka. When it says after the eighth day, lachar is lav dafka. Shiom rishon l'nazirasso megaleach lechaluto. Day one of your naziris, you shave. Why do you shave on day one of your naziris? Because you're a mitzora vadai, and a mitzora vadai is doche your naziris. That we learned. So on day one, happens to be the day one of your Naziris is the same day your Taraz Vadai goes away. What's the din? You have to shave.
Why can't you wait 30 days?
You don't have to wait 30 days. You only have to wait 30 days if it's a Mitzorah Suffik, not if it's a Mitzorah Vadai. The shaving of a Mitzorah is Doche, the Isra of a Nazir, not to shave. Oh.
So it's not time bound. You can do it anytime. You know?
What?
You can shave anytime for a Mitzorah, you said.
That's if it's a Suffik. Here it's a Vadai, a Vadai Mitzorah. Yes. Then, no, I said the next one could be supposed to be 7 days later, but if it's 30 days later, I'm into the world. But why not do it now? Now it's a fine. Now it's also a Vadai. The Yeshi Mechutz La'ol Shevet Yamim, and you wait 7 days. Ubiyom Hashvi Yigaleach, he shaved number two, time number two. Ubiyom Shmini Yavi Karbanos Mitzorah. Then you bring the Karbanos. Ubo Bayom Mutal Echel Kachim. You'll let him eat Kachim now. Ah, you're a Safek Tamei Nazir?
Yeah.
That's a good question, no? Yeah. Vata imihaya tame vadai, if you were tame vadai, yisper zayin viyaze shlosha vizayin viyigalech bizayin. You would have to count 7 more days to get out of your tumah. Aval ata shu safek. That's only a safek. Dilma tamehu ella dilma lav tamu el tamu. Chol nevi tar. Lekach legalachol b'sok shloshim iyefshe. You can't now shave now from the next 30 days. Dilma lav tamehu. Rachmana amar tali aval roshar melos. Lekach give the shloshim. That's why you have to wait 30 days. Then v'yom hashmini olo, the 8th day can count as day one. That's fine. V'yom shloshim ve'echad igalech kedin kol nazir shem igalech yom shloshim ve'echad. Then he shaved time number three. The Shema Nazir Tamehu, maybe he was Tameh. Vayomar Rishonim Yiplu. After another 30 days, that's how he got to 67. Right? Make sense? Makes perfect sense. Good, everyone got that? The only question we have is how can he eat kachim on a suffix he's a Nazir? Suffix Toma. That's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that question. Next case is muchlat safek. You're a safek if you're a muchlat, but the tamei vaday. But you're a tamei vaday. So ochal kachim lachar shlushim b'shiri yamin. You have to wait 37 days.
Why is it 37 days?
7 days since you're a tamei vaday. Yeah, 7 days for b'saras. 30 days for your tova. After 74 days, it's 60 days plus 2 sevens. Why?
Because
since you're a tamei vaday, you wait 7 days because maybe you're a metzora. You wait another 7 days to get out of your tumah, right?
Then you have to count 60 days. Why do you count 60 days? I'm trying not to read that tough because I want to save time.
What was the reason why you have to count 60 days? Right?
Isn't that double the other one?
Yes. Alright, so what did you also say on the bottom over here? Right. You can't even start since you're a Nazir. You have to wait till you're Naziris. What are you saying here? Echa she'enu vaday mochlat lo yigaleach shum tag lachas ki yom sof zayin achar zah shlishi v'zayin o magaleach b'shmiri. U'b'shmiri nei karvin chatas ha'of v'i efshar legaleach shen ezat shloshu d'shem e'enu mochlat. Right. You have to wait 30 days to get out of it's over. So what happens is, the guy's a Nazir, he's a tamei vada. He gets out of his tumah, he does shaving number one, maybe he's a mitzorah. Waits 30 days, right? Does shaving number two for Mitzorah. Waits another 7 days.
7 days, sorry.
Right, and then another 30. That's how you get 74.
Fine, very good. So it's 2 thirds and 2 sevens.
Exactly. Now, next case. Tamei vaday, umuchlat vaday.
What if you vaday both? Before we had tafek both, now you vaday both.
Ochel b'katzel lachas shmur yamin.
You can eat katzel after 8 days.
Shoshi yayin upon lezim lachar abov ha'aboyim.
Yum. 44 days. Why? It's 2 sevens and 130.
So your question, how is he eating?
Right.
That's a good question. Right? Because he's vaday both.
Right.
Okay? Now, Shalom Amidah is Mishir Benitvayim. The Kamehin Eshav Mishir Benitvayim. Nazir Tahar Umitzora. He's a Nazir Tahar and a Mitzora.
Mahu Sheikaleach Taglachas Tachas V'olo L'kana L'kana.
So why can't one shaving count for both? We kept saying it can't. Why not?
I'm a lion in the middle of the air. You can't. I'm a little lama. Why not? I'm a lion.
If both shavings were to have hair grow, the zela have hair, or both shavings were to remove hair, what you would say, then it would make a lot of sense. That one could count for both. However,
Asha, Nazir will have.
The reason why a Nazir shaves is to remove his hair. To start over. And a Mitzora shaves to have the hair grow. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
But it's a different purpose in mind, right? So Tosfos says on top, floor. Nazir will have your sire equal of a cup.
A Nazir removes his hair to remove his hair. You don't have to grow your hair anymore. Your mitzvah is over. Your Naziris is done. But the first shaving of a Mitzorah is just to shave again 7 days later. So the whole shaving not the same idea, and therefore you can't, one can't count for both.
Wait, so it's not mitzvah legadol, it's mitzvah to shave again 7 days later.
Exactly, it means to grow it. I'm shaving so I can grow it again for 7 days.
To grow it, to shave it.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean? I'm not 100% sure. But that's different than a nazir who's shaving just because his nazirut ended.
Boy, with the same action.
I understand, but it's a different intention.
It's
a different intention, and therefore it's different. Therefore, one can't count for both.
It's a different machshava when you're shaving.
That's the Gemara. It's very wordy Gemara here. The Gemara says, "V'lo kalo yimei luta." Fine, I get that. V'hatalo yimei kura. So that means if you have shaving number two, why can shaving number two for the mitzora count for the same shaving for the nazir? If they both be before Zerikas Adam, you'd be right. The Mitzorah, the shaving is done before the Zerikas Adam of the Karbanos. Impossible. So that's the Gemara. What about if it was a Tomei Nazir? Then why can't it count now? So the Gemara says, if they were both before they went to the mikvah, you'd be right. But Ella, not a tome, it's done after he goes to the mikvah. It's not a lefne b'yasmayim. And a mitzvah is before he goes to the mikvah. So there's a detail that's different. Now, from now to the end of the page, the Gemara just repeats exactly what it said before. Amrulo, you said Marta. You said good. Shalom, Palo, Lemesi, Puro, Ulzani, Russo. That it can't count for both. Vitalo, Yemesh, Ulzani, Russo. Why can't it count for both? If another was Tomei. Vizel, Lagadel, Vizel, Lagadel. Because they're both for the same reason. No. Nazritar, Rumitsoro, Zel, Lagadel, Vizel, Lagadel. Then I realize the same purpose, wants to grow and wants to keep it off. Vinazir, Tomei, Rumitsoro. What about another time in the Torah? Zelos Nevi Yisamayim, Vizel Achav Yisamayim. One's before the Yisamayim, and one's after the Yisamayim. Therefore, it's not the same thing at all. Tani Reb Chida, Zelos Nevi Yisamayim, Zel Achav Yisamayim, Zelos Nevi Yisamayim, Zel Achav Yisamayim. That even though they might be for the same intentions, but there are details in the process that are different, therefore it can't count. Okay? Good? All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right. Yeah. Always after a few.